Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about being with you right now and having the opportunity to talk about a very serious topic, and that's breast cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and as you know, I've been doing this show almost 18 months. Next month will be 18 years, will be 18 years, and in 18 years, life happens, right? We've lost a small handful of our Brain Trust members, and people get sick and things happen. And so with fully half of my Brain Trust women, it was understandable that in 18 years, a couple of thousand folks that breast cancer was gonna happen. And as you know, for the last several years, I brought back the ladies in my Brain Trust who had been diagnosed with breast cancer and all are survivors, I might add. And so today this is one of those shows. Dr. Judith Glaser is here, also Joan Pride, and they're going to talk about their stories. Dr. Judith Glaser, the author of Conversational Intelligence, one of her books, also The DNA of Leadership. She's our good friend, Judy. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so excited to be back this year.
Good to have you back. And folks, you're not going to want to miss Judy's story. Joan, you and I go back the farthest. Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, works for the government, the U.S. government, but formerly with Kiplinger. That's how we knew each other, Joan, for how many years? Golly, almost 15 years or so.
I was in almost at the beginning of the show.
You sure were. You started with it was actually January of 99, I think, when you first began. Regularly for over 10 years, and now you're working for the government. And so, Joan, you were the first because you'd only been with me for a year. And we called you to do the show one morning, and you had literally just hung up the phone from your doctor telling you that he told you that you had breast cancer.
Right. Long story short, I didn't realize there were two test results because they had called me and said everything's fine. And then they called back and said, just before I was supposed to go on with you, and said everything's not fine. There is a malignancy. So I think I called you and said, Jim, I don't think I can do the show today.
No, you didn't do that. I'm going to tell you what you did.
What did I do?
We called you because you had literally just hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And the phone rang again. We called you, and you didn't say, I'm not going to do the show. I told you. Because I think you might have actually gone on, but I said, no, you're not. You were a trooper.
Wow, thank you.
You were a trooper. No, you didn't say, you didn't go whining or anything about it. You just said, I just found this out. And I said, well, you need to go take care of yourself. We'll handle this. So that was in, what, 2000?
Yes, it was in September of 2000, yes.
September 2000. And only about a year later, Judy, you got your diagnosis.
Right.
Tell a story.
Right. So September 11th, 2001, is when I got diagnosed. It was exactly the same time that the World Trade Center was being attacked. At the exact moment.
Wow.
I walked off the elevator, and there was a woman with a phone at her ear, and she's turning to me so I could hear, and she said, attack the what? The World Trade Center? I mean, that was how that moment started. It was a little bit before 9, and in the waiting room, everybody was on their phones, and I could hear them talking to their spouses and people and saying, I'm okay. How are you? Are you okay? And
yeah.
Really scary.
Because you're 40 blocks away from the impact.
Where it was, I couldn't really see the smoke out the window. But when I got into that room to wait for my pathology report, it took 45 minutes because the phones were down, and my report came through the fax. And the first page said, "Yes, you do have cancer, but it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad. You won't need radiation. You won't need chemo." Second page came in and said, "I have to make an adjustment on that." And by the third page, they said, "You're going to need the strongest chemo," because I had aggressive cancer, and they suspected it might have gone into my bones, believe it or not. It didn't, fortunately, but they had to check everything.
So, folks, here's the thing that I'm the most proud of in all of this, Judy and Joan, is that, Joan, it's been 15 years for you, and, Judy, it's been 14 years for you, and you're still here talking to me.
Mm. Yep.
And that's the thing I'm most proud of. And so thank God for treatment, for medicine, we haven't made enough progress, have we, ladies? But there has been progress.
Well, that's why we have to be here still talking about
that's
it. That's
right.
The problem.
Yep. But progress has been made because you're both still here, and I thank God for that.
Yep.
When we come back, folks, there has been a new development in the lives of one of our guests, and we'll share that after these messages. So proud of the courage and the commitment of these ladies to give back to you out there. Guys, for your ladies, for yourselves, 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're talking about breast cancer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.